Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to episode 2. Great start. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Unashamedly Human, the podcast. I'm your host, Emily Chadbourne. And I just want to start by saying that I am recording this at, what time is it, 11:14 p.m. on Friday night in my pyjamas with a cup of cocoa and chili flavoured tea, and I am living the dream. This is how it has just become for me now. But it's quite lovely, actually. What a lovely way to do this. I was thinking about how I was going to do this podcast because I really want it to come out weekly. And I was like, right, where can I put that in my sort of timetable? Instead of being like, right, I have to record a podcast on Monday at 10 a.m. every morning to get it out on Thursday, I am just going to do these when I feel like it and hope that I do enough that I can churn out one a week. Now, you lovely lot can completely help me with this creative process by letting me know what it is that you want to hear about. So head over to That Crazy Thing Called Life. It is a totally free Facebook group and you can ask me anything over there and I will endeavour to answer it on a podcast for you. And I also just wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody who listened to last week's episode, even more so to those of you who bothered to message me to tell me how much you loved it. And a super star of the week goes out to anybody who shared it with a mate or talked about it on social media. I am truly, truly grateful. I would love, love, love it if you could pop over to iTunes and rate and review and subscribe. I don't know if that's a thing. Apparently, it helps other people find Unashamedly Human, the podcast, too. So after episode 1 dropped, I was sitting in a pub with some mates. And a really great friend of mine came up to me to congratulate me on the launch of the podcast. And she kind of like gave me a big hug and she said, Em, you are nailing it. And I was like, am I? Am I though? Am I nailing it? What even is it? It does not feel like I'm nailing anything. It feels clunky and messy and scrappy and hard and overwhelming and wonderful all in the same breath. And it really got me thinking, if friends of mine are looking at me thinking Em's got her shit together and she's nailing life and business, then what are you guys who are watching me over social media thinking? And I need to be really clear that what I am doing right now isn't easy. It's kind of simple. Take a load of action towards your dreams every single day. But that isn't easy. And it doesn't mean I've got my shit together. It means that I have a series of strategies and mindset techniques which I utilize with diligence in order to be able to take action, even though it feels really fucking scary, and to be able to speak my truth, even though it feels really overwhelming to do so, and to stand up and be seen, even though every fiber of my being is saying retreat and hide because people might not like you. I don't have any extra special superhuman powers and I'm not extraordinary. I heard Lisa Nichols, who is a phenomenal transformational speaker, and I heard her say once, you don't get to make me extraordinary so that you can stay ordinary. And it really struck me. You know, there is absolutely nothing special about me. And when you make me special, when you turn around and say, it's all right for Emily, because when you look at me and think she's got her shit together, I could never do that. When you put me somewhere that makes me different to you, you get to let yourself off the hook. You get to stay in the safety of doing what you've always done, getting the same results and not feeling like you can do anything about it. And the whole point of this podcast is for me to be able to give you some of the tools to be able to empower you to do the things that right now you feel are a bit too overwhelming or wouldn't work anyway, or you do not have the belief that you could go off and execute to make your life better. So that being said, I want to introduce you to this model that I came up with while I was running a retreat in Bali earlier this year. The women on the retreat were voicing the fear of being judged by other people. And what I know to be true is that you are going to have to take action despite other people's judgments of you if you want to actualize your dreams. And people who look at me and think I've got my shit together because I'm taking so much action assume that I am taking that action from a place of not caring about what other people think. And that's not actually true. I care greatly about what other people think of me because I'm a human being. I constantly sit in the fear of judgment of other people. I'm often found worrying about what other people are thinking about me and did I do good enough and am I getting this right and what if that person judges me? Because I'm human. It would be weird if I didn't have those thoughts and if I didn't have those feelings, and I'm open and honest about that. I care about other people liking me and I'm okay with caring. I think it's good to care what other people think of you. You don't want to steamroll your way through this life just being a proper knob, not giving a shit what other people think, because we all want to be liked and loved in the appropriate tribe or the appropriate community for us. But I do think that a lot of the time people worry about people's opinions when those people's opinions aren't necessarily valid. Now, I'm not saying that people's opinions don't matter. Everybody's opinion matters. Everybody's opinion is as important as the person next to them. Every single human is as valuable as the one next to them. But I do think that there are some people's opinions of me and of my work that really are none of my business and shouldn't really affect what I do and don't do. So let me talk you through the queendom model now. I want you to imagine that you are the queen of your universe because, well, frankly, you are. Whether or not you wanted that title, you are in charge of your world. Now, I'm the queen of my queendom. Bob down the road, he's the king of his. Trevor at work, he's the king of his kingdom. And Julie, your best mate, she is the queen of her queendom. We are all ruling our own kings and queendoms. Now, if it helps you, you can imagine yourself with a little crown on your head. That's what I like to do. Choose a tiara if you like, but for me, in my imagination, I am wearing a dirty, blinging, massive crown like an absolute boss lady. And that crown in my imagination reminds me that I have to be in charge of my universe. So the way it works is I want you to imagine a pyramid, right? And this pyramid is full of citizens. You're at the top of the pyramid on your throne with your big crown on. But underneath you is this huge pyramid and it's full of citizens. And the citizens of your queendom are the people that you meet day in, day out. They're the environment that you live in, the people that you walk past on the street, your friends, your family, just in general, the people around you, right? They're the citizens of your queendom. And these citizens of your queendom can choose either to be in your queendom or they can choose to leave your queendom. Totally up to them. And the way that your citizens are behaving is going to give you a very clear indication of the laws that you have in place as a queen. So if you are constantly looking around at the citizens of your queendom and you are seeing fear and you're seeing hatred and you're experiencing gossip and bitchiness, if you're constantly people-pleasing and giving more than you have to give and feeling like you're being walked over and cheated on, then that's not because that's the way the world is. That's because that's the way you're ruling. That is the state of the law system that you have enforced in your world. This is just feedback to you that you've got shoddy boundaries, that you don't have high enough standards, and that you're tolerating more than you should be prepared to be tolerating. So the citizenship of your queendom will tell you where you are in terms of law enforcement for what you deem to be appropriate or inappropriate. And just remember, at any given time, if a citizen doesn't like the way that you rule, they can hand their passport in and they can get the fuck out of town. Now, we let them go with love and compassion, but realistically, if you don't like the boundaries, if you can't handle me saying no, if you think I should be taking action or doing something that I am not happy with, nah, you can leave really quickly. You can jog on. So start looking at your citizenship, the type of people that you are seeing, what you are observing, the types of conversations that you're having, how people are making you feel, because that will tell you what is going on internally in terms of your standards, your boundaries, the behavior that you will and will not tolerate. And if you want that to shift, that needs to come from your rule. You don't just expect your citizens magically one day to change the way that they behave towards you. It needs to come from your ruling. Now, from these citizens, there will emerge another layer, if you like, of the pyramid. And so some of these citizens will kind of promote themselves, if you like, to workers. And the workers of your queendom are the people that are a bit closer to you. So they may very well be the people that you actually work with. They're probably your friends and your family, people that you actually engage with. You might have a number on your phone. You're probably Facebook friends with them. And your workers will tell you where the education system is in your queendom. So what kind of conversations are you having with the people that you have regular contact with? Are they enlightened conversations? Are they interesting? Do they push you to think slightly differently? Are they connecting you to other people? Are you experiencing the full, rich vibrancy of this amazing, huge, massive planet that we are all lucky enough to live on? Or are you having the same conversations with the same people, talking about the same shit, bitching about Sue down the road, or talking about what happened last night on some nameless, soulless reality TV show? Now, I'm not dissing reality TV shows. Actually, I'm totally dissing reality TV shows. I fucking hate them, but that's just personal preference. But what I'm saying is, you know, the world has such bounty, and it's all waiting for you to consume it. And if you are dissatisfied, if you're feeling like you're not growing, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling slightly bored, that's not because life is boring. That's because, as the queen of your queendom, you haven't got a very strong education system. So in order to change that, you are going to have to start doing something slightly different. You are going to have to start meeting new people. You're going to have to educate yourself, and you are going to have to put yourself in that slightly uncomfortable situation sometimes of being in a different type of conversation with a different type of person so that you get to experience a little bit more of this amazing, wonderful, beautiful world. You know, there's a million and one books out there, and the internet is buzzing literally with really interesting stuff. So think about where you are allowing your education system to sit in your queendom. Now, just a little side note, if you're in business for yourself, your workers are also your market. So how well are your market working for you? How well educated are they? How much content are you feeding them? How easy is it for them to connect other people to you? How many videos are you doing? How many blogs are you writing? How many free courses are you putting out there? How much content are you delivering to a potential client through your marketing? And if that isn't bringing or yielding results for you, then again, that's not because of the market. That's because of the way that you are ruling your business queendom. Okay, so from your workers, you will have another group of people shifting up the pyramid, and these will be your lords and ladies. So these are the people who you hang out with the most. They're your relationships, they're your close family members, they're your close friends, they're your close work colleagues. These are the people that you love, like, and respect. And your lords and ladies will give you a clear indication of where your economy is sitting in your queendom. And your economy isn't just about money, it's about transactional energy. Now, money is a transactional energy, sure, but there are all sorts of other energies that go along with this. So it might be the energy of love, it might be the energy of physical touch, it might be the energy of service, right? So all of these sort of transactional energies create your economy. Money is one of them. So if you are living in a world where your lords and ladies are not necessarily giving back to you what you are giving to them, or if you find yourself feeling really depleted around your lords and ladies, or feeling like they owe you something, then that is a clear indication to you that something is off in your leadership. Again, we can't expect the lords and ladies just to magically change who they are. They're all busy running their own king or queendoms, right? You leave them to run their own shit and you take ownership of yours. So what is it that you need to shift in you that means that you feel like you are living in a fairer, more abundant, more expansive economy? And if you are in business for yourself, your lords and ladies are your clients. So from your market come your clients, from your workers come your lords and ladies. And if you are in business for yourself and your economy is shit, then again, it's not because sales are hard. It's not because the economy is bad globally. It's not because no one wants to pay for your service. It's because you are ruling your queendom, the business part of your queendom, in a way that probably needs a little bit more education for yourself and for your market. And you've probably got some really shitty beliefs around your own ability to earn money. Your lords and ladies are imperative to your rule because you cannot continue ruling your queendom without a stable, abundant economy. So you must make sure that you are doing the internal work to make sure that you are leading from a place of abundance, from a place of strength, and from a place of certainty to be able to see that economy flourish. While that economy is flourishing, it will feed down to your workers and your education system, and it will also feed down to your citizens and the laws that you have in place around what you will and will not tolerate from your environment. Then at the top of the pyramid, we have our trusted advisors, and these are the people that you choose to allow into the gates of your castle. These people break bread with you. These people advise you, and these people have kings and queendoms that have the results that you would like for your queendom. And this is where I see people trip up time and time and time again. They've got the wrong people in a role of trusted advisor. So let me give you an example of this. I see people who have like their mum in a trusted advisor role when it comes to business. You know, your mum's opinion really matters. Does it? Does your mum's opinion really matter when it comes to business if your mum has never run her own business? You know, does your brother's opinion really matter if your brother is completely and totally and utterly broke doing a job that he hates and on his seventh marriage, right? Does his opinion of how you are rocking up and the work that you are doing really matter? Are you really going to go to your friend Sarah for relationship advice if Sarah has never, ever, ever held down a relationship for longer than 2 minutes? And yet I see people time and time again listening to the advice and seeking the approval of people who are not getting the results that they want to be getting in their own lives. This isn't about loving people. So the people who are your trusted advisors, it's got nothing to do with how much you love them or how much you respect them. I can respect my family deeply and I love them beyond words. They're my favorite people in the world, but they're not my trusted advisors when it comes to business. They're not even my trusted advisors when it comes to my economy. They're not even my trusted advisors when it comes to my spirituality or my physical vessel. They're not, because they're not producing the results that I want for my life. Now, I'm not judging them for the results that they're producing for their life because I don't want to be a dickhead, but I know I'm very clear about how I want my queendom to run. I know what I want for my physical vessel. I know what I want for my spiritual health. I know what I want my economy to look like. I know what I want my education system to be. I know about the laws that I am willing to enforce to make sure that I feel respected and loved and nurtured and safe in my own queendom, in my own life, in the one precious gift that I have been given of mortality on this planet, in this particular human incarnation that I call Emily Chadbourne. My trusted advisors are often not the people I love the most. They are the people who are getting the results that I want to be getting in that particular area of my life. Now, obviously, this is all contextual, right? So your trusted advisors will change depending on what we're talking about here. I have trusted advisors for my relationships. I have trusted advisors for my spiritual development. I have trusted advisors for my business. I have trusted advisors for my economy in terms of money. It's not like you only have two trusted advisors and they advise you on absolutely everything. It's definitely contextual and it's definitely fluid as people evolve and grow and learn and change, and you evolve and grow and learn and change. Where people are in the pyramid will evolve and grow and move and change as well. But it's really important to remember that where you place someone in the pyramid of your queendom has nothing to do with how much you love them. And it has everything to do with the results that they are currently getting in their own king or queendom. So if you have got a friend who has terrible, terrible laws in her own queendom, she's always being walked over, she doesn't get to be a trusted advisor for you. If you have got somebody in your queendom who, as much as you love them, does not have a strong education system in place, doesn't want to evolve, doesn't want to learn, doesn't want to think a different way, doesn't want to meet new people, she doesn't get to be a trusted advisor in your queendom. If you have got somebody in your queendom who is terrible with money and who is always in that kind of scarcity mindset, never has enough, always jealous of other people, that person does not get to be a trusted advisor in your queendom. You want to be looking for the people who have got the results that you want to have in your life, and they get to be your trusted advisors. They are the people whose opinions count. Your mum's opinion of your business, unless she is in business herself and a multi-million dollar award-winning entrepreneur, her opinion doesn't count. That's not to say your mum doesn't count. That's not to say you don't love your mum. Her opinion does not count. She doesn't get to be a trusted advisor. My dad's opinion of my business doesn't count. I love my dad arguably more than any other human being on this planet right now. But his opinion of my business doesn't count because he doesn't have the results in business that I want to have in my business. So ask yourself, whose opinion are you allowing to dictate the action that you are or are not taking, which is manifesting in your current results? And does that person's opinion count? Not does it matter, everyone's opinions matter. But does that person's opinion count? I.e., has that person proved that they are getting the results that you want? In which case, you listen to them. But if they're not, then you don't. You don't listen to your cousin Cheryl, who's morbidly obese and is working at the checkout counter in the local supermarket and is on her 17th marriage. You don't. Why would you be scared of her judgment? She's not getting the results that you want from your queendom. And if you are worried about putting content out for your new business, if you are worried about what your mum will say if you leave your shitty husband, if you are worried about wanting more from your life and you're worried about the judgment of your current tribe, your family and your friends, you have to look at them and the results that they are getting and you need to say, are you ruling your queendom the way that I want my queendom to be run? And if you're not, then your opinion of me doesn't matter. The opinion is in the results. And if they are not getting the results that you want, their opinion does not matter. That's not to say that you don't love them. It's not to say that they don't matter as human beings. It's not to say that you're just going to start turning around and saying, fuck off, Jane, I don't care what you think because you're broke and fat. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that with love and respect, you go, thank you so much for your opinion. This is what I want for my life. And I'm going to go and I'm going to make that happen. Now, I just want to reiterate that the pyramid of your queendom is contextual and fluid, and people can promote or demote themselves as their standards align or misalign with yours. And in different contexts, of course, people will move around in that pyramid too. Before I go, I want to share four traits with you that I think are really important for leadership. And the first is confidence. You know, no one goes to war with a leader who is kind of maybe sure we should do this. We'll give it a go. Let's go to war. No one follows that queen. They feel uncertain in that queen's leadership, and they will often rebel because it is indicative of a queen who does not have a firm foundation of law and order in her leadership. The second is that we lead by example. So imagine if I was like, hey guys, we're going to war, but do you mind going ahead and fighting the battle while I just stay here and have a cup of tea? You guys let me know when it's over. Thanks. You've got to be prepared to lead. You've got to be prepared to say, hey, you know what? I am picking up my sword and my shield and I am going to stride with my head high onto the battlefield and I will lead the way because I believe in me. And if you lead like that, I promise you, you will never, ever go to war alone. Now, the third trait is respect. Because here's the thing, right? We never go to war on another person's king or queendom. And when I talk about going to war, it doesn't mean attacking or even defending. War means showing up. It means asking for more by being more. It doesn't mean taking from or invading another person's king or queendom. We have no need to attack another person or to defend ourselves. We just rule steadfast and solid. with clear, consistent boundaries and laws. And those who dislike the way that we rule are welcome to leave. And fourthly, we show love and compassion, and we show love and compassion always. We don't judge other people or expect them to understand our choice of rule. There's this beautiful book that I read, I think in secondary school, and to this day, it's still my favorite book. It's the book I go to when I need to be reminded of what it is to be a human being. It's To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And the line says, you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside his skin and walk around in it. I kept that quote like, with me every single day since I first read it when I was about 14 years old in Miss John's English class, because only you think the way that you think, and everybody else is carrying around a different history. They're seeing the world through a different set of eyes. They're understanding different things. They're experiencing different things. They have different memories, different beliefs, different expectations, different fears. And everyone is thinking and feeling and acting the way that they are. And if you have their history, their exact history, you'd be showing up that way too. So you don't get to sit there and assume that other people are doing right or wrong. They're not doing life better than you or worse than you. I have a mate called Jake, and he's got this tattoo that says, people are different, don't be disappointed. I just think that is just so spot on. You can't judge another king or queen for the way that they choose to rule their economy, or the laws that they decide to put in place, or the education system that they have for themselves. You don't get to dictate that. You have to lead with love and compassion. You have to show respect. You have to lead by example, and you have to do so with confidence. And if you start embodying the version of that leader in your day-to-day living, and if you start taking action from an inspired place with healthy laws, with a vibrant and interesting and connected education system, and with an abundant economy, then you will naturally find some really beautiful, wonderful, trusted advisors who are going to be able to support you in taking the action towards your results. And I'll be really honest, guys, like a couple of my trusted advisors are paid mentors and coaches, because when it comes to my economy, when it comes to my business, I need to be hanging out with people who are making millions of dollars doing what I want to do. And I need to pay to have them on my team. So I trust that that has helped. If you've really loved this content, then I have a completely free 5-day video course. One of those videos is all about the Queendom model. I go even more in depth. There's also a free workbook that goes along with that. So if you are interested, if you want to know a little bit more, if you head to my website, emilychadbourne.com/free-courses. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. But you can sign up to the free course there. And like I said, day 3 will unpack even further the Queendom model for you. So I trust that that has helped. Thank you all very much for joining me for the last half an hour or so. Please go ahead and check out that free course. Do me a massive, massive, solid favor and tell your friends about this podcast. Share it on social media if you loved it. You can follow me over on Instagram, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. And if you would like to continue this discussion, head to my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life. Thank you very much for listening.